And we're back to the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest Walk Radio Studios. Future office of former Alderman Don Brown, your host for This Week in Waukesha. And again, my guest is mayoral candidate Lisa Salb. And Lisa and I, we had a great conversation about the high schools, and she's included their colors in her campaign messaging. So I want to take a quick moment to make a few announcements about what's going on at our high schools. On Saturday, March 5th, the Waukesha North High School Marching Band is having a fundraising dinner event with live music, silent auction, raffles, and it's going to be at the Loft and Chapel at Cedar Ridge on Blue Mountain Road there, Waukesha, across from the airport. Tickets are $25. You can order by February 25th, and you can you'll be able to find this on Facebook and on Google, but you can send an email to northstarbandfundraising@gmail.com. That's northstarbandfundraising@gmail.com. And I certainly would be remiss if I did not give you the latest update on the new Classic 8 men's varsity basketball champions, Waukesha South Blackshirts. After a big win at Waukesha North on Friday night, it is official. They have one more game left against Maguanago, and I'm sure they're going to play to win, but it's pretty much academic. They clinched a share of the title last Tuesday night with a resounding victory over Arrowhead, who, of course, is always tough. And it was really quite the celebration to see the students flooding the bleachers at the end. And I understand, too, that Coach Bo Richter, they lifted him up, and he cut down the net, which is one of the traditional celebrations when a team has a great milestone moment. And again, this was a team up until last year lost 60 straight Classic 8 conference games. And boy, the way that they've turned things around, it's just a wonderful story. Stay tuned and definitely check out what's going on when they hit the playoffs. They're ranked, I believe, somewhere 7th, 8th, 9th in the state. So again, a wonderful story we're going to continue to follow. And so we have Lisa here, and of course, you know, she's talking about how she can do it better than Mayor Sean Riley. And to be fair, Mayor Riley will be on the show on Saturday, March 5th to talk about his performance in his two terms as mayor. And he'll be making the case as to why you should return him to office. So look for that on March. That might be a little late. March 5th, Saturday, March 5th. Sorry, Sean, if you're listening.
You can wait till me, yeah, John. Exactly. It's fine with me.
So, and then next Saturday, I'm going to have what could very well likely be my last Aldermanic Neighbors meeting here at the studio. That's next Saturday, the 26th. And my guest, well, of course, the neighbors will be the guests, and really anyone's invited to come. We'll have some light pastries here and maybe a few other treats. And some of the neighbors will even be allowed to talk in the show. But my number one guest will be the new District 1 Aldermanic candidate who's running unopposed. His name's Mike Krizine, a good neighbor, good friend. And we look forward to having Mike on and giving everyone a chance to learn more about Mike. So, speaking of constituents, that same constituent that called me about the parade safety, Lisa, also called me about, and this is what aldermen deal with a lot, and a mayor will, you know, we look to for leadership is, unfortunately, it looks like some of the garbage pickup, recycling pickup issues are continuing to happen. It's been pretty nice over the last couple months in my area up until last week along Harvest and Stardust. There were delays in the pickups going as far as like one day, and you'd have half the street, one half the street collected, the other side would not be collected. What would you as mayor do to deal with this juggernaut of an issue?
Oh, it is an issue. I know up by us in the Tower Hill neighborhood, we've had neighbors that are very, very frustrated over the situation. And I guess I'd have to take a look at what the contracts are and what the alternatives could be. If they're in breach, what can be done about it?
Sure.
Something needs to be done about it, though.
And just give them a little background from where I've been sitting as alderman is that it's kind of a prisoner's dilemma where the city had been working with Advanced Disposal, where over the last decade, really, it's been quality service. There have been very few disruptions that I can even remember. And then Waste Management had bought the company. You know, the big bear comes in, buys the smaller company. And, you know, it remains to be seen as to whether they'd made some cuts, as often that happens when big companies acquire smaller companies and they want to show profitability right away. But we also had this labor crisis, and the pandemic played a part in that. And so it's not like we can just fire these guys tomorrow and then bring another contractor in. There's really no other contractors that are set up for a city our size. So that's one problem. The other problem too is the labor shortage. And so, you know, based on your, you know, someone that's active in the community and does serve in a capacity in our local government with the Landmarks Commission, and you know, what would you do to address this issue?
Well, I think that we could get involved with more job fair type scenarios, maybe, you know, with the colleges, just do some more advertising on that. And, you know, the whole pandemic just turned everything upside down, and we're all working through that process. And even at City Hall, trying to get in contact with some of the departments, there's so many people that are out. And even in our own government, we have so many interim heads of the departments right now. So yeah, we're all feeling the outcome of that, and we'll all have to work together to find some solutions.
Terrific. And then, so yeah, as like I said, because you have a very strong design background.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, historic preservation's and we have a very historic city, and that, I think that's a nice fit for someone that's running for mayor. But again, you have the everyday issues, that local neighbor of, you know, my garbage being picked up on time,
yep.
Trees not being cut. You know, that's because of the big ash problem. That was another thing. And to me, what's always been important is economic development. You know, what mm-hmm. can we do, especially with, it looks like GE is making a smaller footprint in our city, and they're the largest employer. You know, what are some of your ideas for economic development?
Well, I plan on getting in touch with the major businesses that we have in the city, but also the smaller businesses as well. Downtown is great with the weekends. We need to implement what we have during the weekdays down there. And perhaps with the 300-plus apartments that are coming in within the half mile right there on downtown, we'll be able to have a pick-me-up with some of the businesses that we have down there and boost that and just make the best of what we have, bring it to its full potential.
Sure. And I've also noticed, too, one thing you've spoken out about, and it's a bigger issue in Waukesha than many of us are willing to admit, but we have a homeless problem in Waukesha.
Yeah.
You know, how would you plan to address that?
Well, I think that we might have some avenues that haven't been explored. I know that after 8 years, Mayor Riley has the homeless shelter, the permanent homeless shelter that's opening. And that's fantastic. But I think more than one permanent building, we need to do more. And perhaps it's mental health issues. Perhaps it's getting in touch with... let's see, how do I want to word this? Maybe I'm a woman of faith, and perhaps we can explore some of those issues, maybe dealing with this. We had one gentleman that was just walking around the neighborhood on his way to the Salvation Army, which is across the street, just saying, "What's the answer? What's the answer?" And we need to try to help these people find the answers, not just give them a handout, but, you know, they say give them a hand up. They all matter. We just can't brush them to the side and say, get out of our river walk. You're in our way. You know, they all are important, and we need to address this. We need to help them.
Terrific. Great. And we're going to a break soon. We'll have more time, but what I asked too is, do you have a small business that you'd like to shout out on? Because we like to promote small business here on the show. Is there one or two that you just experienced recently that you'd really like to give a big shout out to?
A small business that I'd like to give a shout out to. Just, you mean in Waukesha?
Of course.
Of course.
Is there any other world beyond Verona walls? I mean, Waukesha walls.
Well, you
Jason's
know,
gonna trying to relocate here from Madison. He says Madison's boring compared to Waukesha.
Oh,
so.
Cafe Darts. You know, love their coffee.
Cafe Darts. Oh, okay.
Yes.
What street is that on again?
It is on St. Paul. I believe that's St. Paul as it crosses
over
so. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I saw some of their plates of food that they have yesterday, and I had just eaten, and I wish I hadn't have because it just looked delicious. So,
right. Well, thanks for that. You know, that wasn't on my radar, so I do appreciate you sharing. And I think, too, I have to give a shout-out as well. And I have to shout-out my own neighborhood, Euros West. I had a breakfast meeting there over the other day, and I have one. Plan on having one later next week. And food always comes out quick. It's always delicious. And they also do a lot to support Banting Elementary School in our district. So go Euros West. Let's go pay some bills, and we'll be back with mayoral candidate Lisa Salb. Stay tuned.